This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis speaking. The Old Trailblazer riding out on old Dan. Come on, Dan. Let's go. Let's get up. Let's get a getting. We're bringing these studies now on the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we're happy to be here with you folks. I appreciate every one of you who's written, telling me that you appreciate these messages, and once in a while somebody calls me or writes me and tells me they don't care nothing about them. Well, that's okay. The Lord knows all about it, and my heart is clear and clean, and I'm just giving you what the Lord lays on my heart. And I appreciate it if you write me and let me hear from you. My mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. In our last study, we attempted to bring you one of our choir songs, our radio choir, which was disbanded after Katrina. But we have 9 full-length CDs. And I want to play you one of the songs on them, and then I'll tell you how you might, if you'd like to have one of them. I'll send you a listing of all the songs that's on them. So if you listen with me, and I appreciate it, and then let me hear from you. A gracious song. Oh, he's a mighty conqueror, my friend. Do you know him? If you never come to him, he'll conquer you at last. Like I read the story of old Saul, King Saul, when he come to die out there on the battlefield. He was a rebellious old devil. Said it, his arrow had pierced his chest or spear. He took his hand, held a handful of blood, and flung it into the heavens. and said, "Thou hast conquered at last." Conquered at last. Every soul who ever gets saved can say that. Thou hast conquered at last. Conquered that old hell devil temper. Conquered that old unbelief. Conquered everything that's displeasing to the Lord. How much greater it be just to fall at the Lord's feet, giving him all of the grace. Crying for grace, my friend. Giving him all the thanks. Oh, listen, folks. Salvation is of the Lord. Not a decision for Jesus. Not a shaking some preacher's hand. Not belonging to some church. Maybe big church with expanded glass windows or some little church down in the bend of the creek. None of that means anything, my friend. It's knowing Christ. Do you know the Lord? Are you saved? I asked you old truckers out there on the highway coming through here on I-12, right far, not far from my house, or up there on I-40, going through Knoxville, Nashville, Memphis. Are you saved? I tell you, oftentimes, you know, you may not get back home. I travel a little bit, and I see them old 18-wheelers over there in the bushes, turned upside down, sideways. Don't do that. Keep your eye on the road, my friend. And if you get sleepy, pull off over there at a way station and take a nap. And then tune in the old Trailblazer. Oh, you can hear the old Trailblazer now all over America, my friend. But we bring you this study on the 11th chapter of Hebrews. We're looking at Abraham as he was carried Isaac up on Mount Moriah. The Lord had given him instructions. Take thy son, thy only begotten son, and take him to a mountain where I'll show you. And let's look. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looks and beheld behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. We stopped right there, didn't we? In the stead of his son. Our Lord was crucified on the cross in the stead of me. In the stead of you. Because he took your place if you know the Lord. You may be down and out, broken down, weary, tired. But if you're saved, you can look up. I tell my folks here, look up. Thy redemption draweth nigh. Old Trailblazer, I was born back there during the start of the Great Depression. And our folks lived on a little strawberry patch, a piece of dirt down here in South Louisiana. And brought up hard, worked hard. Went to a little old country school, graduated from high school. Come down the road, but we had to work. But I was just an old country bumpkin, my friend. That's right. But the Lord was good to me. Abraham called the name of the place up there on the side of that mountain. He called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. You know what that means? The Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. Now, isn't that a wonderful story? We read part of it in our last study. The story the critics have laughed at and scoffed at for the years, made fun of. And with a toss of their hand, throw it out the window, saying there's no such a God, would demand such a thing. I want us to look at that this morning, tonight, whatever time you're hearing the old Trailblazer. In the life of Abraham, we have set forth three principal products of faith. Now that's what we're looking at, the faith chapter, 11th chapter of Hebrews. First, his leaving the land of his birth at the call of God. What happened? Here we have a picture of his salvation. God calling the sinner out. Have you ever been called out? I have. I was called out of that little old puny church that I had joined and was baptized. And the preacher told me I was saved. No, it didn't last long, did it? You know, you heard the story about the sheet being too short and the bed too narrow. That's what it is. When you're on a false profession trying to keep everything together, it's just the way it is. Here we have a picture of God's salvation. God calling the sinner out. Calling him out from the world. Calling him out from Satan's territory. That's where I was. Locked up in Satan's territory. You know, up until the time the Lord dealt with my heart, I was happy as a lark, happy as a bug in a rotten log. I wasn't a spiritual person. I wasn't a religious person from my birth up. No. No, not until the Lord touched my heart. But I looked out at other folks, and I saw how folks lived back there when I was a teenager coming up. I saw folks that went to church and joined the church, and I guess I was a hypocrite because I sat on the porch and saw them go to church, but I saw their lives. I saw nothing real about their lives. I saw they lived just like we did. But you know what? When the Lord saves a sinner, Christ is a living reality. We have a little book by Pastor Shelton, Christ, a Living Reality. I'll send it to you if you'd like. Oh, my friend. And then in the life of Abraham, we have these three principles. First one was his leaving his land, the land of his birth. Here we have a picture. God calling him out, like he called me, cutting him out, calling him out from Satan's territory. Did you know Satan is a prince in the power of this air that you and I breathe? His territory, his headquarters is in the stratosphere. Don't you remember where, I believe it was Michael, the archangel's prayers were hindered by Satan? Oh, but my friend, then we have the manner of his life. In Canaan, he lived under a tent. This is a picture of the Christian life in this world. Just a traveler, just a pilgrim, no roots put down, living by faith, travel by faith, just a pilgrim. I'm a pilgrim, my friend. I am. He was looking for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. That's Hebrews 11:10. If you want to go there and read that verse, that's Hebrews 11:10. That was Abraham. Then we have his offering up of Isaac, which we just saw. Here is a picture of the triumph of his faith. Now that's the thought at this time. Our study is the triumph of Abraham's faith. And I want you, if you will, just to listen. Now, you and I are living in perilous times. I tell that oftentimes, and I don't mean that the stock market is bottoming out. I don't mean that the country's going to hell in a handbasket. I don't mean those things. That's not those are perilous times, all right. But I'm talking about spiritual times, my friend. Oh, listen, the spiritual time, dark days in which we and I are living. We're living like Abraham in the midst of all of the Canaanites. All around were heathens of their type of religion. And here was a man traveling from earth to heaven, a true worshiper. No doubt they laughed at him. No doubt they made fun of him everywhere he went in the world. That's what they do, God's child. Maybe not to your face, but my friend, folks don't care for God's children. You know why? Because it shows them up for what they are. If you live by faith, walk in God's will, day by day, it'll show up, folks, my friend. But this, our time's already running out. We'll get back to that in our next study. Remember, my mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810 Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my phone number here at the church, air code 225-664-8658. And if you would, pray for me. Help us with the broadcast if you could. And then simply tell other folks about the broadcast. If you do that, I appreciate it. And until next time, goodbye and God bless you.